One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating from the Sports Byline studios in the city of Bay, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite, and like 1,000 other internet platforms, this is it, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on WBC TV. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Let me welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Who am I? Well, I've been calling the shots now for 4 decades. Straight up, 40 years come September 1000, 2024. I've been knocking out albums. In fact, you can tweet me at Not Average Pedro. That's a Twitter address. Or you can call me at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, we're going to talk about, of course, today's fights. Last night's fights being Gervonta Davis, of course, in the main event down there in Las Vegas. He and David Benavidez both winning the featured bouts, as they should. Benavidez stepping up to 175 pounds. We'll hear a short clip from both guys. The bottom line is, it's time for Canelo Alvarez to step up and either fight David Benavidez or just say, guess what? I'm scared of the guy. I'm not going to fight him. I don't want to fight him. I mean, let's get it over with. I mean, he's talking about fighting welterweights. That's right. The last thing I've heard out of Canelo now is that he's willing to accept an offer from the Arabs, the Saudi Arabians, of course, the prince over there. He's willing to accept an offer from those guys to fight a welterweight, to fight a 147-pounder. I mean, the guy's 168-pound champion. What's going on here? Anyway, that's Canelo looking for an easy way out. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, Frank Martin came to fight last night. In fact, he might have been ahead on the scorecards, pretty close on the scorecards when he got stopped there in the 8th round. But the bottom line is he got knocked out. He said he quit in a post-fight press conference. But the bottom line is he got knocked the duck out. Straight up, feel sorry for the guy. He took a shot that, wow, nobody's getting up from. When Tank hits you, that's usually lights out. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stitch Duran, the cut man that was in David Benavidez's corner, will be here. And, of course, Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillon with the shot caller on Sunday. Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. Of course, check them out, towerofpower.com. They've been rocking and rolling, of course, since 1968. They are the godfathers when it comes to horn music. No doubt about that. They should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, speaking of a Hall of Fame, my first guest today, not my next guest, my first guest today, we forgot to do that. Anyway, bottom line is my first guest today, of course, is the great Tommy D, the shot caller from the city of the Bronx. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers out there. Of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth is how I have to address him according to his agent. But the bottom line is we've got the address out of the way. Pretty good night of fights last night. I mean, it went predictable as the way it went. But I take it back. There were a couple upsets. Let's talk about Gary the alias Russell. How many Gary Russells are there? And can any of them really, really, really fight?
Well, I believe there's about five of them. And there's only, well, pretty much, he's pretty much the only one that's been active, if you want to call it active, because he's only fought once within the last year.
But the other Gary Russell guy was fighting like, that was the big thing about him, is that we never saw him fight, because he was fighting like once every 2 years. One had the WBC title for some reason, and I never saw him defend it.
Yeah, I don't understand how the WBC lets him get away with that, and other fighters as well. Which one of your favorite guys, they let him not fight as mandatory. But yeah, the Russells, you know, and anybody signed under PBC, they're not very active.
Speaking of PBC, let's talk about the one score last night that was probably off the wall. The David Hudson score in the fight that you and I were watching together. That was a pretty good fight, the Russell fight and the Puello fight. I mean, Puello fought a technical fight to an extent. You know, he was a bigger guy, and I had him winning like 116-112, and even though they took away a point, I had him winning 116-112, and yet one judge had it, let me get this, 118-110 the other way. In other words, one judge had it 114-113. Our favorite judge, Tim Cheatham, had it 114-113. Glenn Feldman had it 115-112. And then David Hudson had it 118-110 the other way. How can you be 12 points or 13 points off the other guys?
I mean, it's self-explanatory if you think about it. You know, the house fighter, right? You know, and you know they're the ones. The house is the one that treats, you know, all these judges and officials, and you know, accommodates them and stuff. And it just seems like, you know, he was already, you know, no matter what way the fight turned out, he was going to have Russell winning the fight.
Wait, that's 10-2 in rounds, and when they took away a point from Pulo. But it's 10, and that was some over refereeing there. Anyway, but the bottom line is, they were trying to job him last night. Even those close scores, Cheatham scores 114-113, the other one 115-112 I could live with, but 114-113 was a little bit too close. But David Hudson 1-8, that's 10-2 in rounds. The other guy, listen, there's a thing called ineptness or crookedness. It's one or the other. Am I right? It can only be two things. Can it be ineptness or crookedness?
Yeah, I think I'm with you 100%.
So if it can be only one or two things, Mr. Hudson, can you please come on this show and tell us exactly which one is it? Either you're an idiot and the worst boxing judge in the history of boxing, some homer from Tennessee, or you're a crook. Now, which one is it? We will look forward to your comments on that.
Or maybe he was watching another fight.
Did they let him text during fights when you're scoring fights in Las Vegas? I guess they do, because some of those scores look like those guys have been texting all night.
Yeah, but listen, Cheatham saved the day. He was the third guy to be announced, his score, and his score, you know, was closer than what I thought, but he got it right.
But let's be honest, you and I were both sweating Tim Cheatham's score, weren't we?
I really was.
I mean, the guy's got the perfect name for a boxing judge, Tim Cheatham. I mean, I don't think I would have become a boxing judge. I would have changed my, I don't know. If your name was Cheatham, do you think you would have kept the same name and been a boxing judge?
No, maybe an umpire.
Anyway, back to Mr. Hudson. He'll be on the next big card in Las Vegas. You know that, right?
He will.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Of course.
For Amazon, for PBC, absolutely.
He did the right thing. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the fights last night. Gervonta Davis, of course, looked pretty good finishing Frank Martin the way in which he did. But Frank Martin showed that he came to fight. And when Frank, listen, you don't. I think Frank Martin froze in that corner. I think he got tired, and he just froze for a second. And if you freeze against that dude, as hard as he hits you, it's over.
Yeah, I think he fought a little too cautious for my liking, you know, and for right reason, right? Because, you know, Tank, you know, he has power in both hands. But I thought he had opportunities to be a little bit more aggressive, and he kept backing into the ropes, into the corner. I'm not sure what the strategy was. But, you know, some people had him up on the scorecards. He did fairly well. I would have had him, you know, to me, I would have wanted him to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, maybe let his hands go a little bit more, but I thought he was a little too cautious. But
do you know what my corner would be screaming at me if I would, get out of the corner, get out of the corner. You exactly. Got to hear those dudes scream, get out of the corner. They, man, get off the ropes. I mean, they're screaming. I mean, you know, your corner's got to be into it. And Martin didn't look like he threw some convincing punches sometimes, but he didn't step into his stuff. And I thought he should have stepped into his stuff. Listen, you got to believe in yourself. So that's how you believe in yourself, by stepping into your stuff when you throw it. You're not looking to get out of the way right away. You're looking to land.
Exactly. And I think you said it way better than I was. I said cautious, but you're 1,000% right. That's how I looked at it as well. You know, from watching the fight, he didn't really step into his punches. You know, I don't know if he was fully confident or if he was just, you know, maybe a little scared of getting hit back, you know. But yes, you know, he seemed like he didn't really fully believe in himself. It was almost kind of like, it reminded me of kind of like when Danny Jacobs fought Golovkin. He was the same thing. He was kind of hesitant as well, you know. But, you know, Tank again showing why he's, you know, maybe must-see TV and maybe, you know, the face of boxing or one of the face of boxings.
You brought up Triple G Golovkin, and that was pretty good as you brought him up, because somebody mentioned this week he had over 300 amateur fights. I don't think he lost too many. I think maybe he lost one or two, or a couple anyway. But the bottom line is, and as a professional, he's had a stellar career. He's never been knocked down. He's never even taken an eight count. Yikes.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Consider the monsters he fought.
Yeah, he fought some big punches too. You know, I mean, Canelo three times. He fought Curtis Stevens, Danny Jacobs. You know, he's fought some big guys. You know, he fought Devrenchenko, I believe he fought him as well. That was probably, you know, that fight was a close fight. But yeah, Triple G, you know, Hall of Famer? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, come on. Yeah, here's what's up. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's not a big guy. He's not a big middleweight. He's a little guy. He probably could have been squeezed down to 54 or maybe even 47. I kid you not. We could make him look like Frank Martin at 147 for 135. That might have been Martin's undoing, the weight, huh?
I think so, yeah. I didn't like the way he looked at the weigh-in. I think so. I think he's too much, you know, and he's getting older as well. I think 135 may be too much for him. I think he needs to move up to 140. But then again, there's some killers at 140. So
you know, speaking of 140, listen, I told you I went from 140 to 147 and got spanked. I beat a bunch of bums at one. I mean, I beat a bunch of lesser guys at 147. But when it comes to world class guys and nationally ranked guys at 147, I got spanked. Why? I thought it was size. Size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. And I'm telling you, I mean, as easy as it is to say, just move up 5 pounds, you're not really moving up 5 pounds, because the guys weighing in at 140. Some of those guys that weigh in at 140 step into the ring at close to 160.
Yeah.
Devin Haney. How's my buddy Devin Haney doing this day? Listen, they ought to ban his father from the internet.
You know, but that's his son, man.
He's so preposterous. That's the good word. That's the word to use with him. Preposterous.
But it's his son. It's not like these other managers that they'll do it with their fighters and, you know,
time out. You know? Manager, trainer, counselor. Promoter. Don't you think he's got a little bit too many roles for a guy that really doesn't have all that much experience in the world of finance?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, and as far as the trainer's concerned, don't you think, I mean, his inadequacies, Haney's flaws showed with the slingshot jab? I mean, listen, when I threw the slingshot jab, I got slapped. I mean, that's what it was. When you're standing in the doing work in the pads with your guy and you throw a slingshot jab, he slaps you. After a couple of slaps, guess what? You're not throwing the slingshot jab anymore. And he's been a pro a long time.
I agree. I think that's one thing that Bill's done with his son is that he was able to bring him around good trainers. You know, he had Yoel.
No, I get that. But the bottom line is he's not a good trainer.
He's not a good. No, I agree with you. I don't think he should be a trainer or even a strategist, you know.
So. But here's what's up. But Bill wants to control the checks. Bill's thing is the money.
You think so?
I really think. I truly think so. I mean, Haney's from San Francisco, bro. That's where I'm from. I give him all kinds of props because of the fact that he was able to make 135 pounds with a 160-pound body almost. You know, I mean, he's a big dude. Maybe not 160, but maybe 147, 150 easily. He's a big, big guy. So him to make 135, for him to make 135 was a piece of work, and I give him props for that. And he beat Lomachenko in a very controversial manner. The two wins over Kambosos are really like exhibitions, wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, but that's whose fault is that? That's, you know,
well, here's what's up. Listen, the impeccable one hasn't fought in years, okay? And I'm willing to put him in the ring with Kambosos. Because George brings nothing to the dance no more, man. What's up? You talk about a guy with a one-night fling. That was it, huh?
Yeah, you're right. Heck, I want to get in the ring with Kambosos. I mean, he's got paid a lot of money, so I'm sure I'd get a nice little check if I was in the ring with him.
Cute. George Kambosos. May he rest in peace as far as boxing's concerned. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. And, of course, the judge of the week, David Hudson from Tennessee. Want to give him all kinds of props. He's from a place called, hold on, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, USA. We want to give him props as the worst judge in all of boxing. He should be arrested for impersonating a judge. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank everybody for coming out. Great event. Everybody that played a part of this event, I appreciate you guys. Once again, we did it again. On to the next.
Tank. Questions? Hey, Tank. Congratulations on the victory. Obviously, it's always a matter of time with you. When are you going to land that knockout punch? How did you size him up, and what did you do to get to that moment where you ended the fight?
I just had to get in the right range. You know, I mean, I was fighting my range out. He had a decent jab. He was moving a lot. You know what I mean? Just had to break him down as the fight was going on.
So many great fighters that you can take on next, including maybe Lomachenko. Interested in that fight? November,
for sure.
As we talked about?
Yeah, for sure. As long as we go back to the drawing board, and I wanted to fight all of them.
Thank you so much. Congrats.
Thanks. Right in front.
The great Gervonta Davis. So I call him great. Well, has he beat a top 10 fighter? Has he beat one of those guys that's a pound for pound type of fighter? We'll ask Tommy D. Tommy D, has Gervonta Davis' lack of quality opposition sort of muddled his, has he fought the best guys?
You know, I think Frank might have been one of the best guys he's fought to date, and that's, I don't know if that's saying much. He hasn't. I mean, all the top guys in that division has either moved up or he hasn't fought. I mean, you know, Teofimo was in that division at 135 for a while. He didn't fight him. He hasn't fought Loma yet. Loma and him were supposed to fight maybe a few years ago.
Now he wants to fight Lomachenko because Lomachenko's older than me.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's just, he hasn't really fought the top guy. I mean, the top guys I would like him to see him fight would be Shakur and Teofimo Lopez. I think those would be great fights.
Is Shakur Stevenson, is he a head case? 2016 Olympic silver medalist. Is he a head case? You think that they moved him out of the ghetto because he was getting in trouble. I think it was Newark, New Jersey. They moved him out of the ghetto. But sometimes you could take the boy out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the boy. Is that what's going on here?
I truly believe so. And you know, even his, you know, he's got to stay off the internet too. His Twitter responses, you know, he was around when that guy from the Migos, that you know, the rap artist that I'm not too familiar with his name, when he was killed, you know, I believe he was only like a few inches, maybe a foot away from that bullet. Like,
and
you know,
remember, wasn't he involved with something with some girl where he kicked some girl on the ground there in Florida?
Something like that. Yes. So I'm not too sure with him. I mean, I think he just, you know, inside the ring, he's a phenomenal fighter besides his last fight, which was a snoozer.
But time out. You're only as good as your last fight, Tommy D.
That, you know what? You're 1,000% right. And, you know, he didn't look too impressive. He ran. According to him, he said he was fighting with an injury. So I guess we give him, you know, some sort of slack and see what happens. You know, in a few weeks from now, he has a fight against that Armenian. The same guy that fought, you know, Frank Martin last year.
You know, let's give Frank Martin props, though, because he didn't go until he got clocked. I mean,
exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? But, man, did he get clocked. I knew he wasn't getting up from that one. When they fall like that, they don't get up.
I mean, yeah, he, the first shot, he could have went down in that first shot.
Yeah.
And he, like, stumbled and Tank sized him up and finished him, you know. So he got off two left straight left hands.
Well,
so,
I, you know, all in all, even though I got to ask you this, you and I buy the pay-per-views. The impeccable one will buy the pay-per-view on occasion if the fight's good. Okay, but according to what I'm hearing in the hood, nobody else is buying the fights.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. I don't really worry about other people. You know, I put my hard-earned money into these fights. You know, it was a good pay-per-view as well. You know, they had the Matchroom had a card last night. You know, so, you know, I'm subscribed to the Zone. So, you know, yeah. I saw the fights on there as well.
All right. Listen, Joe Goosen used to be my buddy, okay? I'm not trying to say he ain't my buddy now, but we haven't seen each other in years. But the bottom line is, I think he's the worst analyst on television. He is horrible. He has no energy. I mean, it sounds like he's an old man on heroin.
The second straight fight, and I agree with you. He's bad, and he's bad at scoring fights as well. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, listen, there were some, without a doubt, there were some good fights last night on the card. Let's talk about Carlos Adamas and Taro Gasha. Is Adamas, I don't know, just talk about that fight. Well, how'd you see it?
I thought it was close. I thought he won, but I thought it was much closer than what some of the judges had. He won a unanimous decision. Some judge, I think the scores were really wide, but I thought the fight was a lot closer. I you know, Adamas didn't work. And even in this corner was telling him, like, you know, you got to, you know, step on the gas a little bit more. And I don't know. I mean, you know, and this was his first, I guess, the first title defense of that title for like years, because I think Charlo held the title ransom for like 3 years or so.
Time out. Are you trying to tell me that the WBC title, the WBC middleweight title, hadn't been defended in the history of the Charlo? Did Charlo ever defend that title?
That I don't know for sure, but I know it hasn't been defended in at least almost 3 years.
Wow. Of course, that sounds like the 168-pound belt. Of course, I think Canelo hasn't defended the WBC belt in close to 3 years, the IBF belt in 2.4 years, and I think the WBA belt in 2.9 years. So it's been a while since he's defended against the number one contender. We don't need to go down that hole anymore, because the bottom line is, it doesn't look. Listen, if I saw David Benavidez last night, and if I was Canelo Alvarez, I was convinced he was going to beat me before. I think I'm even more convinced now.
He better stay away from Benavidez. You know, I was one of the few guys, even though, you know, I said that Canelo was ducking Benavidez, I still gave Canelo a shot to beat Benavidez. Not after seeing what I saw last night. He looked good at a bigger weight. Now the power didn't seem to be there, but he looked a lot faster. He looked like the weight fit him well. You know, I don't think Canelo can handle him.
Do you like when he showboats and he shoe shines?
I definitely like when he showboats.
Yeah.
I mean, until somebody can stop him, he should do it, right?
Yeah, listen, if you can showboat on somebody, I remember you showboat and you dog guys in the ring. This is what you do them. But like my mother told me, we were going to a press conference one time, and I annihilated some guy that talked all kinds of smack. He was talking in the newspaper down in San Jose, the whole nine yards. So I had beat him up really good in the fight, and we're on the way to the press conference, and my mother says to me, "Don't beat him up again, Pete." And I said, "Huh?" She goes, "You don't need to beat him up again. You beat him once." She goes, "Listen, I'm a mother. I've been to these press conferences when you've lost. It ain't easy. So don't go in." He's got his mother and his father here, so you beat him once, don't beat him twice. Got that, Tommy?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm talking about like in the ring, like maybe showboat a little bit unless somebody can stop you, then I'm for it, you know.
Well,
so, but yeah, after that you got to show some humility and be a little bit humble, you know, in victory as well as in defeat. But
when I fought cops, you know, I fought in the police Olympics. So when I fought cops, I used to bolo punch on them and all kinds of stuff like that. It was pretty sick. They put a pro with 13 pro fights from the L.A. Sheriff's Office. They snuck him into the police Olympics, okay, because they knew I was fighting out of San Francisco. So I went down to San Diego to fight this clown, and I noticed he had scar tissue over both eyes. In other words, this guy had some fights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I said, man, this guy's a pro. And they're going, no, he's not, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I beat the snot out of him, and they threw stuff in the ring. They were throwing beers at me, these San Diego white racist cops. They were all throwing stuff in the ring. But let me tell you, of all the boxing I've ever been involved with, the police Olympics are the most crooked form of boxing ever.
Wow.
Ever.
I would have never thought.
No, in Tucson, Arizona, I went down to Tucson, and I knocked this guy down twice, and they gave him a split decision. I mean, I busted him up to the point where he couldn't fight again. Not if the tournament was going on, he would have been done. Okay? But, you know, this is what, listen, the amateur boxing, people say to me, you know, some of these robberies will go down, you know, Jim Cheatham's former scores and things like that, you know, and people say the boxing, nothing like amateur boxing, man, nothing at all. Anyway, we're going to roll to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's talk about some of the odds last night. Of course, Gervonta Davis, a 7-1 favorite. He was a winner without a doubt. Of course, Gasha was a minus 700 favorite to Adamas. Adamas was winner. Gary Russell was a 7-1 favorite. A 7-1 favorite. Give props to Alberto Puyol. He was a plus 480 underdog. Give props to him because the bottom line is he really fought, and he fought his heart out, and they didn't want to give it to him, and they tried, and they tried, and they tried, and they tried. And believe me, boxing fans, they have never tried harder to screw a guy than they tried harder than last night. The close scores were off the wall, and the bottom line is that one judge had it the other way. So far, Mr. Dobson should be arrested for impersonating a judge. David Hudson of Tennessee. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Tommy D after the break.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, if I could go down to 168, you know, there's big fights at 168. And, I feel really comfortable making both these weights. So, you know, I'm going to go down to 168 because I want to win another world title. I love this interim title, but I'm really looking to capture the world title. So, you know, if it's my... something I won, my challenge, or, you know, I won the opportunity to fight for another world title. So I'm going to go down to 168, win another world title, if it's with Canelo or whoever. You know what I mean? I'm ready to be four-time world champion.
David Benavidez, of course, last night, fresh off that 12-round decision win over Oleg Govinnik. Bottom line is the other guy came to fight, but he didn't. The guy was, hey, didn't the Russian look like he was about 200 pounds, Tommy D?
He did. He looked like a heavyweight in that fight, you know, but he was game. You know, and I think that's what was why he lasted 12 rounds. I think he was just big, and he was able to consume the punches because Benavidez looked great. He was fast. He was connected on almost every angle, you know. And, you know, credit to this guy. He stood up in there and, you know, lasted 12 rounds. But ultimately, David Benavidez, he's the real deal.
Okay, and, I gave the Russian one round. I think I gave the round I didn't watch. You know, in other words, I couldn't give him any rounds.
No, I didn't give him any rounds. There's not one round he won. there wasn't any round. I mean, he landed a couple punches in a couple rounds, but ultimately, there was not one round I could give him. It was a sweep.
Okay, now at 175 pounds, I want to point out the deficiencies I thought that the David Benavidez showed last night. He got a little tired. It looked like he got a little tired. He got a little winded towards the last four or five rounds of the fight. He didn't put forth the amount of punches he was putting forth in the first six or seven rounds. And what I'm trying to say is maybe I'm knocking him for nothing, but the bottom line is I think he belongs at 168 pounds, and that's just it. I mean, I told you, I went from 139 to 147, and I was kicking everybody's ass at 139. I went to 147, and I got spanked.
Yeah, I don't know if he could handle the other guys at 175. I mean, you still got the two monsters up there that are hopefully going to unify for Undisputed, and Bivol and Beterbiev, and I don't know if he could beat either one of those guys. Maybe Bivol, because I don't think Bivol can crack, but Beterbiev, he can't. He got to stay away from him.
Well, no, not really. You just got to kick Beterbiev in the knee. You got to do a Tonya Harding thing on him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan. Tonya. Yeah. I had Tonya Harding on the show one time. No, I take that back. Yeah, one time. Never did it a second time. And she was going to do some boxing match somewhere, right? So I'm dogging the snot out of her on here. And you know what? She took it.
She did. Yeah, she's a good sport. I've seen her on a couple of things. She was supposed to do like celebrity fighting or celebrity boxing.
Yeah. They know. Yeah, the only thing was, she wasn't a celebrity. She was a criminal.
Yeah, a big time criminal.
I mean,
I think her and her father or somebody did time.
Right? No, I think her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend. Yes.
All right, let's talk about the rest of the fights last night. Big upset at 140 pounds with Matias,
yeah, big upset. Leon Paro, I mean, he showed a lot of heart. You know, Matias looks like, you know, he's just one-dimensional, straightforward, flat-footed, you know, has that kind of like that Mexican style, you know, pressure fighter. And, you know, Paro fought great. You know, he beat him to the punch every time. He moved around. He didn't stay there in the pocket as much as, you know, he would have been in trouble if he did. You know, it was an exciting fight, but Paro dominated the fight. And he won a unanimous decision, and rightfully so.
Okay, one of my favorite referees was involved. I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You know what? I don't know if you've seen it, but he did do his best to help Matias in that fight. You would have been killing him on the show today if you had seen it. He took away a point from Paro, which was it was ridiculous, and he kept Warren Paro for holding, and he wasn't really holding. He was trying to do his part to help Matias win. I must admit that. For the Puerto Rican fighter, but yeah, he Pabon was terrible at refereeing that fight.
Okay, but he a 7-1 favorite was Matias. I guess the odds makers were a bit wrong yesterday in some of those fights, huh?
Yeah, especially the 140 division. The two big upsets at 140, Gary Anton Russell and Matias, you know, crazy.
Let's go back to Russell, though. Why was everybody making such a big deal about Gary Russell? I mean, why? I mean, I looked at him last night. I said to myself, eh.
I mean, because he's got a nice record, and then all his fights has been stoppages, just like Matias. They were. Matias wasn't undefeated; he had one loss, but every win came by knockout. So, and the same thing with Gary Anton Russell. So, you know, kind of, you know, selling the must-see TV. The guys come in, you know, knockout guys and stuff. But he did not look good at all. This guy was crafty, this Dominican guy, and we was making fun of him the night before. You know, we was clowning him in his age, even the PhD, Socrates Palmer. You know, we said his age, and he's like, no, his hairline looks like he's 46 years old. But
listen, we don't dog old dudes on this show because I'm an old dude. No, because of the guy that beat Rolly Romero. What was his name again? We're both stuck. He's a current WBA champion. Anyway, Ulysses Ignacio. we'll get it in a second. Anyway, bottom line is he's the oldest guy in boxing.
Yeah, that's the one that Tony Weeks saved.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, speaking of Tony Weeks, he hasn't got any assignments lately, has he?
No, I haven't seen him. He has no assignments, which I guess is a good thing.
Is it a good thing? Was he a bad referee overall, or did he just get caught in a couple spots that are unforgivable?
I think it was back-to-back. I mean, what was the second fight? Was it the Conor Benn fight where he stopped the fight like in the first round or something like that?
You know, Tony got into his own thing. Tony used to be part of a singing group. There was like four or five guys who were all referees or judges or something like that. And they had like a Motown group, like a Motown a cover group, okay, of Motown songs. Anyway, Tony Weeks was the lead singer. And Tony Weeks said, Tony Weeks was one of their lead singers. And Tony Weeks said, if you don't make me the lead singer, I'm quitting. So he quit. I mean, and it wasn't him that was getting the gigs. It was the other dudes that were getting it was the connections of the other dudes.
Wow.
Tony Weeks not the smartest guy in the world. Who is the best referee in boxing?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like they keep giving this guy, Harvey Dock or something? They keep giving him, you know, the big fights. He refereed the main event last night. I know you don't like him. I mean, he had a bad night the night that Devin Haney fight, you know. But
Devin Haney went down. Where he screwed up was he screwed up with Ryan Garcia when he didn't pop Ryan for turning his head away. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there were four knockdowns in that seventh round. Put it this way. According to my eyesight, Haney went to the ground four times because of punches, but only got called for one knockdown.
Yeah. And then he deducted a point for a late hit.
Yeah, but you know what? Be it what it was. Anyway, how about my latest analogy about Canelo and Benavidez? Canelo is serving tacos in Taco Bell. He's the guy behind the counter. Hey, Canelo! I want an enchilito. I want a couple of tacos and throw in some hot sauce, Canelo, okay? And he don't take care of me. He takes care of the guy behind me.
And the guy behind him.
And I'm saying, what the duck is going on here? I'm at the front of the line. And Canelo's just ignoring me. This is essentially what he's done with David Benavidez. I hate to harp on it, but that's what he's done.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and it's unfortunate. I'm really looking forward to see who he's going to pick for this September because, you know, Canelo has his two fights a year. And, you know, we'll see who he picks. Everybody's hoping, but it seems like it may be Berlanga is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Berlanga's ready for that fight, but
is PBC still an organization?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Is PBC still an organization?
I guess so. They had a big pay-per-view last night.
Okay, so here's here's my question. Why is it that Richard Schaefer is signing with Floyd? What's going on with that? Do you know?
I have no idea. That was a shocker.
Let me tell you, Richard Schaefer is a genius. I mean, the dude comes off as sometimes he comes off as a slow guy. He's got a bit of an accent sometimes, right? Sometimes he can come off as slow, but the dude is brilliant.
So what do you think that means for Mayweather Promotions?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good thing for Mayweather Promotions. And get this. According to Bob Arum, him and PBC are going to put together the Gervonta Davis-Vasyl Lomachenko fight. He says it's like almost a done deal.
Well, that's good. I mean, I mean, it's 5 years too late, but, you know, that's good. You know, with, you know, other promoters working, you know, together.
But he says he can. He said, according to Arum, there are adults at PBC that he can work with. Is he implying that the other boxing promotions lack adults, or does he just have a hard on for everybody else?
It's probably the lack of, you know, a couple guys. You know, that's that's how I read it. You know, but what about this guy? From Saudi Arabia wanting to do this like big boxing league. What do you think about that?
You know, I don't like the dude. I don't like them at all. I don't like the way they treat women over there. I just don't like it, man. I mean, I'm against everything they stand for, just about. And I'm not their religion, okay? But the way they, I mean, I have a daughter. You have a daughter too. Speaking of a daughter, I want to congratulate you, man. You had she did some wild things last. Let's talk about that. She was like, she won a title. Talk to me.
She won multiple titles, undisputed. You know, she got salutatorian, so that's second to valedictorian. Uh-huh. You know, not too shabby. You know, she's an honor society. She graduated, got a college degree as well as a high school diploma. You know, the same, you know, same year. So, and she's on to Stony Brook University, man. I'm very, very, very proud. You know, and I appreciate you mentioning it.
Time out. How did you breed such a genius?
I don't know. My agent has helped me out a lot. So we're here in the barbecue celebrating right now. So she's helped me big time.
Well, man, let me tell you, as a policeman, I saw the difference between good parents and bad parents. I saw it all the time. And I used to tell, you could tell that if a kid didn't have the right guidance at home, that he wasn't going anywhere. I mean, if people think that golly gee whiz, graduating, being an inner city guy, just graduating from high school is enough, it's not enough. You got to go to a trade school, a tech school. You got to go on. You got to do something, okay? But the bottom line is people in the hood can't see past high school. You know what I'm saying? And she's already accomplished so much. How old is she?
17 years old.
Man, doesn't that make her one of like the brightest kids in the country?
I would believe so. You know, with the brightest parents in the country as well.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I'm willing to give the agent all kinds of props because you still can't remember the guy at 140 pounds as the current WBA champion.
I still can't. I'm still. It's gonna kill me until I get off this call. You're right.
I take that back. I'll look it up. That's 140 pounds, right? Let me look it up right now. Let me look it up right
pounds,
now.
Yeah, the one that they lost to. Rolly Romero with that early stoppage by Weeks, but then he beat he ended up winning the title. I forgot who he beat. Oh my God, my mind is blank today.
Well, I'll get it in a second. Hold on. But here's what you got to realize there that at the sports byline we have dial up internet. Okay, so it takes a while here. Who did he fight last?
I can't even remember that, and he won. That's when he won the WBA title.
I'm looking at his. They don't even have him. They don't even have him in the top 25 here of box rank. I mean, what are we talking? Gary Antoine Russell's ranked number 17. I don't see the guy's name here nowhere. I mean, I know what his. I know his name if I see it. Matias Haney, Lopez, Hitchens, Claggett, Hiroga, Progress,
like Barbosa, something like that. No,
Arnold Barbosa. No, that ain't him. That's another guy.
No, that's the other guy that. Got a gift win.
You and I should be arrested for impersonating radio talk show hosts. There's absolutely no doubt about it. We can't even find this. He's a WBA champion. I'm going down the list here. Get this. I'm the number 50 as far as the box rec scores ratings are concerned, and he ain't ranked yet. Wait, Ismael Barroso?
Barroso, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was him. Ismael Barroso. We'll pull him up. Yeah. 25-4. He's been stopped three times. 23 KOs. Pretty good puncher. Bottom line is, he is older than Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, he is. He makes me look like I'm 18. I'm serious. I mean, how can a dude look that old and ugly? He ain't a handsome guy either, Tommy D.
No, he really isn't.
But he can fight. Obviously, he beat that guy O'Hara Davies in the last fight for the WBA interim World Super Lightweight title. Of course, the fight before that, he lost to Raleigh Romero. We stopped in the ninth round, and he was ahead on those cards. Even Tim Cheatham had him ahead that night. 76-75, 77-74, and Steve Weisfeld, another one of our favorites, 78-73. Anyway, Tommy D, listen, go hug your kids and hug the agent and this and that, and we really want to congratulate you, man, because it takes a whole lot of parenting to come up with a kid like that. It just does. The kids have got to be developed. They just have to be developed well. I mean, my parents and my we didn't have preschool. My parents and my uncle used to beat me with books.
Wow.
Okay. And that's what made me a student. I was a wordsmith in high school. Bottom line is, you have got a genius on your hands. I'm looking for bigger and better things in her. I wish you all the very best. God bless you. And I'm not a big religious guy, but God bless you and the family, my brother.
I appreciate you, Pedro. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is Sir Thomas Dillamuth on the Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, he is the shot caller on Sunday. And, of course, he's one of the world's greatest parents.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my life. Hey, baby.
Did you see his show last week? Don King was like in a chair in the middle of the ring. He looked like he was ambulatory. The bottom line is the world's greatest promoter, the King of Nap. And I called him that one time, you know, the nappy hair. I go, we're with the King of Nap. And he rolled with it. I thought he was going to have a problem with that. He didn't have a problem with that at all. Anyway, Don King and I go back a while. Of course, we're not talking anymore because of Donald Trump. In fact, there's a lot of people I don't talk to because of Donald Trump. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I mean, I've decided that if you're with Donald Trump, you're with a racist guy and you're not with me. So, you know, we got to go our separate ways. But a lot of people I've parted ways with as far as friends and associates are concerned. So we don't need to talk about that much. Bottom line is, hour number two, I'm going to take you in the corner of David Benavides. That's right. We're going to bring in his cut man, Jacob Stitchstrand, the cut man of the stars. Of course, the godfather of cut man. Now, that's his tenure. That's how long he's been around. But the bottom line is, we're bringing Jacob Stitchstrand in hour number two. We'll talk about Benavides' corner. We'll talk about next week's fights. And we'll straight up, we'll talk with boxing's one of... He's an astute gentleman, no doubt about that, but he's also boxing's best cut man and a great analyst. Straight up, Stitch Duran in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the news here on Sports Byline. Don't listen to the news. Check it out. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The scene of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting is torn down. The demolition of the classroom building where 17 people were killed in the 2018 Florida shooting started yesterday morning. The victims' families were invited to watch the first blows and hammer off a piece themselves if they choose. The building had been preserved to serve as evidence at the shooter's 2022 penalty trial. One person is facing charges and two others are at large after allegedly burning American and Israeli flags in New York City. Police arrested Jackie Lodson McRae and charged him with reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, failure to use sidewalk, and menacing. On Wednesday, Lodson McRae and two others allegedly set fire to the flags outside the Consulate General of Israel in an act of pro-Palestinian protest. Americans' outlook on personal finances and the economy has turned negative. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The University of Michigan reports that consumer sentiment dropped by 3.5 points in June compared to May, with long-term inflation concerns increasing. The survey also highlighted modestly rising worries about high prices and weakening incomes. Consumer spending, a critical driver of economic activity, continues to be closely monitored by the Federal Reserve and economists.
The U.S. Coast Guard says its investigation into the Titan submersible implosion is taking longer than expected. The submersible imploded and killed all five people aboard as it made its way down to the wreckage site of the Titanic last June. The Coast Guard had said it would release a report on the investigation within a year. The Coast Guard pinned the delay on the need to contract two salvage missions to secure vital evidence and the extensive forensic testing required. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Ukraine is rejecting Russia's demands to bring the war between the two countries to an end. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would end the war if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions. Those include Kyiv dropping its ambitions to join NATO, pulling out troops from four Ukrainian provinces claimed by Moscow. The proposal from Russia came just a day after the U.S. and Ukraine agreed to a new 10-year security agreement. Florida has been slammed with days of severe weather and flooding. Nonstop rain has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for days now, including Miami. Governor Ron DeSantis already declared a state of emergency. Kate, Princess of Wales, announced she is making good progress in her cancer treatment. She says she's still undergoing chemotherapy with a few more months of treatment left to go. She will attend a military parade today to celebrate King Charles III's birthday. This event marks her first official public appearance since disclosing her cancer diagnosis. The USA cricket team is continuing to make history. The team has advanced to the next stage of the men's T20 Cricket World Cup after its match against Ireland was rained out in Florida. The point earned by the U.S. meant the team qualified for the Super 8 stage of the tournament. The USA will now be placed in a group of four of the final eight teams, with the top two teams from each group advancing to the semifinal round. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedro's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this, coming up on 40 years, September 2024. I've been knocking out bums now for four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, some of my talents include being a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to dance. But guess what? You're buying the pay-per-views, you and me. Probably all the people buying the pay-per-views, because the bottom line is the pay-per-view market is down. Why? Piracy. We'll talk about that in depth a little bit later. But straight up, we'll bring in Stitch Duran. Of course, Jacob Stitch Duran, the cut man of the stars. I call him the godfather of cut men. Bottom line is we started out together back in the 80s, the 70s. We go back a long ways. Bottom line is, Stitch was in the corner of David Benavidez last night. Of course, it was a 12-round shutout winner over Oleg Ogovnik. But the bottom line is, you know, the Russian came to fight, but he's 200 pounds. He was a big guy. Not much. David Benavidez shut him down for 12 rounds. I think I might have gave him one round when I went to the bathroom. Outside of that, didn't give the Russian much. He was formidable. He was tall. And David Benavidez did get, I think, a little tired in about the 11th or 12th round there. Although he did shoeshine at times. And when you watch guys shoeshining is the best stuff in boxing, folks. When you can throw those combinations on somebody and finish them off with a hook, this and that, that is dazzling somebody. That, to me, is boxing at its best. Some people say it's showboating. Let's say, if you can do it, get away with it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, we'll spend some time with the Macho Man, and then we'll bring in Stitch Duran.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're hitting close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, this toll. And I open my eyes, and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks, and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. It was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. He puts the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho.
As I welcome Jacob Stitch Duran to the show, Stitch, can anybody else pull that off but Hector Camacho?
The one and only.
I mean, snuck a kilo across the border with police with police dogs going crazy?
Yeah. Hey, it was a blessing from heaven.
All right. Last night you were in David Benavides' corner. First of all, how's the wife and the family? Everybody okay?
Yeah, we're all doing good. Thank you, Pedro, for asking. You know, she's always asking about you and sends you her love also. We've been together a long time. Me and her, we just celebrated 32 years, and you know, I've known you just as long, if not longer.
No, I think a little bit longer than 32 years, but let's not go into that. Oh, as far as you and me are concerned. But the bottom line is, we don't. Somebody asked me the other day, talking about Tutman, this and that, and I was talking about the fact that in the old days, guys like Eddie Aliano, I remember them using the band Moncel solution was some type of metal substance that closes cuts. And I got to ask you, did they use that on the top of Tim Zoo's head? Because that wound looked awful black.
I don't know what they used, but whatever they did was horrible. You know, that was a disgrace for boxing. The whole team failed him. You know, that's the type of fight where they should have stopped it because there was no way that they were going to control that bleeding on that big vein that popped. So, knowing the game, Pedro.
You stopped the fight and your guys got the O. He's still undefeated. It's a technical draw. You can stop it after two rounds, stop it after three rounds, stop it after four rounds. Anytime after that, the other guy was probably starting to pull ahead, so it probably wasn't a good time to stop it then. But the bottom line is they had several opportunities. Team Zoo was a miserable failure.
It was horrible. He lost his world title. He lost the fight, you know, and if they would have stopped it in time, then he could have prepared for a guy that's 6'6" and kept his title, you know. But that's the importance, Pedro, having a good
Stitch,
cut man.
Stitch, I smell a rat when they stick a 6'5" guy on you on 14 days' notice. That can fight. We're not talking about a 6'5" guy that's a lummox. He can fight a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the game. You know, you take whatever is offered to you, and at that point, that was the only thing available for Tim Zoo, you know, unfortunately.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think with better, I don't think a good manager would have allowed that. I mean, here's what's up. Between you and I, Stitch, and let's go off the record, just you and I, you're a manager now. You got Tim Zoo. You really going to put him in with a 6'5" guy on 2 weeks' notice, 10 days' notice?
No. But that's what I was telling you, Pedro, that the whole team failed him. You know, from the coaches, well, now you're talking about management, the coaches, the management, the cutmen, they all failed Tim Zoo.
Man, I can't.
But, you know, Pedro, and let me add that, you know, and I keep stressing this, that none of us, coaches and trainers, none of us have to be certified by any organization to be called coaches or trainer or cutman. You know, you just pick up a license and you work in a corner.
If ever a quote is attributed to, could be attributed to Tim Zoo's career right now, he's on the outside looking in.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Instead of being the guy, I mean, his father went a little bit berserk. His father is a citizen of Russia. He moved back to Russia from Australia, but the kid's still based in Australia. And the bottom line is, I think they're going to try to rush another fight. And then, listen, they're not doing him any favors, Stitch. They want to run that from that last fight with the 6'5" Fandora. They wanted to put him in with Virgil Ortiz, like 20-0 with 20 knockouts. I mean, what are they doing on that team?
Yeah, he was on such a steady road. Now he's going through all these bumps, and unfortunately, that's why it's important to have a good team. You know, management, from management all the way down, that people that know the game.
How do you assemble a good team? If I was turning a guy pro right now, how would I assemble a good team?
Experience, you know, and knowing, you know, management, knowing contracts, knowing taxes, you know, knowing sponsorships. You know, trainers that have been in the trenches already.
I'm just an average guy. I don't know that stuff.
Well, that's my point. That's what's wrong with this game. Is guys, like you said, you're that average guy that's going to come in and work a world title fight and don't really understand the rules and regulations. That to me was pitiful.
Well, what I think is even more pitiful is the fact that there's no boxing media anymore, and these guys can do whatever they want to talk about the promoters. They can do whatever they want. A bunch of YouTube guys or the boxing media now. I mean, in the old days, there was Wally Matthews and the guys from New York and this and that, and then there was Flash Magazine and me kicking somebody's ass every 10 days. Remember that, Stitch?
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. It's all social media nowadays. Yeah. And, you know, that's dictating a lot of the fights and who fights who and how are they going to fight and all that. But you're absolutely right. The legendary, you know, writers and all that, they just don't see them at ringside anymore.
Well, But see, we held him at least accountable. I remember the time that, get this, Bob Arum, we're questioning him on something. I forget. I'm in the room and we're going back and forth with Arum. I can't remember what fight it was. Anyway, so the very next day we found out that he was lying. So the very next day he showed up at the press conference and the first thing he said was, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. The Master Bob, of course. Hey, got to give him props. 1958 Cum de Laudre. Is that what they call it when you're the head of your class? Something like that. Anyway, bottom line is he was the head of his law class, 1958 School of Harvard Law School. And, of course, became an attorney general, a U.S. attorney under President Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. So he's been around.
Oh, no, and you know what? And bless his heart, this man is still at ringside every one of his shows. 92 years old. You know, he went to Japan, he went to Australia, he went to Saudi Arabia, back to back to back. And, you know, give him props on that. And, yeah.
Wait. Are you trying to tell him? Are you implying that he's flying commercial?
No, I didn't say that. No, not at all. He's going on a private jet. Yeah, not at all, man. Yeah. No, he gets to sit back and relax. But nonetheless, you know, when you got all these hours in the plane and you're locked up, it does take a little toll on you.
No, here's what's up. He's 91 or like 90 or 91 years old. And I have friends of mine that are like considerably younger than me, and I run them into the ground. And I don't mean just like running per se. I mean just energy-wise.
Yeah, that's the way Bob is. He's always at ringside. You know, and after COVID kicked in, because they used me and Mike Basil as house cutmen.
Mm-hmm.
When Combe Fisher, they liked the program so much that they kept us, you know. So I get to work all the top rank shows, and that's why I know Bob Arum's there front and center.
Without a doubt. Stitch Duran, how long have you been doing cuts now?
Ooh, over 35 years, that little guy, yeah.
A while. So if I call you like the godfather of cutmen, I'm not BSing anybody, am I?
Well, I don't know if it's...
Come on, man. You got to... If you've been around that long and you're the last man standing, per se, and you're the guy that they go to in the world of MMA and boxing, that makes you the godfather of cutmen.
Well, you could give me that title. Coming from you, I'll take it with a lot of pride.
Okay, that's great. Let's talk about David Benavidez last night. I thought he looked flawless. I thought he got a little tired towards the end, as well he should have when he was giving up. If he said he weighed 189 after 174 weigh-in, and the other guy was well over 200 pounds, that guy was a big dude.
Yeah, he was big. He was real big. But, you know, people didn't know. And in fact, I didn't know until after the fight that he had messed up a tendon on, I think, on his right by his wrist. Mm-hmm. And then his knuckle, you know how you get that little damage on that knuckle feather where that fiber's underneath the knuckles? And so he was hurting, and that's why he noticed. And I told him last night, I noticed a lot of your punches were more, they weren't turned all the way where you're making contact with knuckles. He goes, no, it was painful. And then he had got cut 3 weeks before. And that's, you know, the father was smart enough to say, you know what, at this point I need to bring in somebody that could work on cuts and let me be a coach. And it paid off.
They brought in the godfather of cutmen.
Thank you. You know, and let me tell you a story real quick. When I worked with Caleb Plant when he fought Benavidez, And his father, Jose, knows that I know how to wrap hands. I've wrapped thousands of hands, and he's probably followed my technique. So I went up to the dressing room, and, you know, at that point, it's all mental, right? It's all psychological warfare. Well, I questioned him on some of his techniques, and he got all frustrated. And then at the end, he looks at me and says, F you! You know? But I knew I got him. And at the end of the fight, he came and gave me a hug and apologized, you know. I did what I had to do.
All right. As we roll to a break, I'll come up with another Stitch story. The man that refused to help Stitch Duran along as a cut man. I'm talking about Sonny Marson. I cornered him at a boxing meeting about a month and a half ago, and I said to him, why didn't you help Stitch out? He goes, I don't know who you're talking about. He's 91 years old, so we gave him the pass on that one. You feel me, Stitch?
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned his name, but I think the only one that I ever mentioned that name to was you. You know, so you let the cat out of the bag, which is fine.
But I work with both of you guys. Let me tell you, Sonny was good. Sonny took good care of me. I never lost a fight with Sonny. One time I got cut and under a fight and before a championship fight, and what he did was he put some new skin under the eye so you couldn't even see it. I mean, he was amazing, but, you know, he has his shortcomings, as do we all. Anyway, bottom line is, more time with Stitch Duran after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV.
Enjoy it. an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience, one teaspoon of generosity, one pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter, one pinch of concern, and then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith, and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime, and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
The Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. I think that was a album they did, The Soul Side of Town, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Of course, Tower of Power is still rocking and rolling. Check them out at towerofpower.com. In fact, there's a Tower of Power on the line from Las Vegas. He's the Tower of Power of Cutman. No doubt about that. The godfather of Cutman. Call him what you want. Hey, but Muhammad Ali was talking. The only time I remember Ali being cut was against Bob Foster.
I don't even remember that, but you're right.
That's the only time I ever remember him being cut. Now let's talk about Canelo Alvarez. Let me try to give you my analogy of this and that. Imagine that Canelo works in, we'll say, Taco Bell. He works at Taco Bell, and he's a guy, you know, taking your order. In other words, you know, what do you want? So I want three tacos, a burrito, and I want some hot sauce and a Coke. And he says, okay, blah, 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 and he gives you your receipt, this and that. But when you're standing in front of the line,
Canelo doesn't want to serve you, the guy standing in front of the line. He serves the guy behind him, and then the guy behind him, and then the guy behind him. So in other words, the guy at the front of the line is going to get pissed off real quick. But David Benavidez has been in the front of the line now for 3 years. You see the comparison?
Yeah, I totally understand it. And, you know, on the business aspect, you know, people ask me about that. I said, you know, in all fairness, you know, with everything that Canelo has done at this point, you know, David Benavidez is too dangerous, number one. He has, and he understands that. But at this point of his career, does he need to be in a dangerous fight? And I think the answer is no, and I think he knows that. And I think David knows that also.
But you know,
you don't have to.
I'm not there with that, but lots of butts there, because I remember fighting for rankings in the Western United States as an amateur, okay? And when you got to a certain position, they invited you to tournaments and stuff. Rankings was where it's at. In other words, if you were top ranked, you were top ranked. That meant something.
Oh, no, 100%. Listen, in those days, I agree 100%, but just like you're talking about the writers, the social media has changed, and so has the mentality of the game. You know, it's all about economics now, Pedro.
Are you serious? I mean, there's no spirit left in the game at all?
Well, there is. You know, there is. But, I mean, people are fighting because they're making big, big bucks, you know, and you could pick and choose now as how you're going to maximize your dollars at a minimal cost.
Stitch, pay-per-view, I know a few people that buy pay-per-view. For the most part, the people that listen to my show, I'm getting the impression that they're watching the pay-per-views through a binocular in somebody else's window. You know what I'm trying to say? In other words, they're not paying for the pay-per-view. So if none of the people I know are paying for the pay-per-view except me and the impeccable one and a couple of the people that I know, who's buying the pay-per-views?
That's a good point, because I don't buy pay-per-views either, Pedro. You know, so, you know, you're right. I never looked at it that way. People ask me, oh, did you see this fight? I said, no, I didn't, you know. So I don't know who's buying it. Somebody, well, you know, in all fairness, when I worked with KSI, when he fought Logan Paul on DAZN, not knowing that these guys were social media freaks, they had like 20 million followers each and all that. When I walked into the Staples Center, nobody recognized me. They recognized all these guys from social media. Mm-hmm. So that's the clientele that's buying tickets.
Okay. The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing, real good promotional move. They announce it. They get like all these tickets sold, and then they pull in a substitute at the last minute.
Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens. I don't know if that's going to lose any credibility as it goes down the road, or if Mike is going to fight. You know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Mike. I guess they're trying to pencil Mike in for a November date with Jake Paul. But what I'm trying to say is that they sold out a stadium for the most part. They sold a good major part of that of that stadium down there in Texas. More power to him. You got to say one thing. Listen, Jake Paul may not be the next coming of Tommy Morrison or whatever. He may be, but the bottom line is, he sells tickets, and people come to watch him, and he does bring intrigue and interest, although it's not me, but there's a good portion of the population that's interested in boxing because of him.
And that's the new generation, Pedro, and, you know, like, I worked with Nate Diaz when he fought Jake Paul. Nate made anywhere from $15 to $20 million. Now, where are you going to get that as a fight? Now, Nate is fighting, okay, Masvidal boxing for 8 rounds, and he's making a whole bunch of money. You know, so that's that new generation of fans that are watching fighting. You know, Ryan Garcia, you know, as a boxer, has over 1 million followers, you know, and that's the clientele that's watching him fight.
Hey, so I'm figuring out that if these guys are making $1 million and you're getting, does the cut man get still like, I was told at one point in time, the cut man gets a percentage, or you just get an appearance fee, which is it, or you can't comment on it. How's that?
Yeah, but that was in those old days when the guys weren't making as much money as they are now.
Okay.
You know, and when I, as a matter of fact, I was supposed to be in Guanajuato, Mexico right now with my brothers and sisters, because that was the land of my father. Mm-hmm. But I got the call to work with Benavidez. The father talked to me about a 3-5 program, and we talked about some pretty solid economics. You know, so, yeah, I work on a base, but it depends on the fighter, their quality of income coming in, and the importance of the fight. And then I'll make my adjustments. But like 4-rounders, 6-rounders, and 8-rounders, Pedro, for the most part, I don't even charge them.
Okay, but you do realize that David Benavidez is probably one of the top pound. He is one of the top pound for pound fighters in boxing, without a doubt.
Yes, of course. That's why I stay here instead of going to Guanajuato, Mexico.
But here's what's up. I run into Mexicans all the time, and they dog them and this and that. And, I mean, they come up with every excuse in the world. And you know what? The guy's got some Mexican blood in him. And then I thought it was pretty cool. They were talking Spanish in between rounds, and that sort of that sort of I think that was for the Spanish audience. You feel me?
Yeah, funny. Yeah, no, 100%. And you know what? I mean, Jose, the older brother, I did the Creed movie with him.
Yeah.
6 weeks. Super, super guy. And like I said, how often do you see me working with Mexican fighters? For me, it's a pleasure, you know. And a real quick story, when I cussed out the father, he cussed me out. He told Jose, he goes, "That's the kind of friend you hang around with?" So that was a long story. So but we ended up breaking bread, man. That was family.
Okay. So how can I put this? Well, is he ready to go again in 8 weeks, 10, 12 weeks? Did he go again?
No. You know, I was talking to him last night about his injury. You know, take some time off, especially that knuckle. And Pedro, you know that little vein you have underneath the knuckles, when you get that sore, the only thing it's going to take, time is the only thing that's going to cure it. And, you know, no, wouldn't be enough time.
Time and swimming? Yeah. Time in swimming?
I mean, you could always do conditioning. Conditioning 100%. And I know the guy that does his conditioning. I was talking to him last night, yesterday, on what a good job he's doing, because his flexibility is tremendous. He's like a martial artist.
Okay.
But I told him, you know, I'm a martial artist by trade, and I understand the importance of good stretching techniques and all that. And
Who was that heavyweight, that light heavyweight you broke in with in Northern California, the famous kickboxer?
Well, Dennis Alecchio.
Yeah.
Best athlete I ever met. Yeah.
All right.
Best athlete I ever met until MMA guys.
Real quick, is there a pound-for-pound king of boxing right now, and who is it, since you're in?
I don't know. You know, I've always liked Shakur Stevenson, kind of like the quiet storm. He's kind of like the Andre Ward. You know, he just quiet, but he ends up winning. But I don't know. There's not a big name that... right now, it has to be a
fighter. Nainoa Inoue. If he was an American or a Mexican fighter, he'd be the talk of the world.
And you might be right on that. You know, I mean, in all fairness, the only thing I've seen about Inoue is his knockout. And that's it. I've never seen the distance fight.
The bottom line is, man, I want to wish you and your lovely wife, you guys can go out and celebrate Father's Day, have a great day, this and that. She's always been in your corner, and I know that. And the bottom line, she's a nice lady. You're a lucky dude. You hit the lottery, Stitch, when you got her.
I did, 100%, Pedro. And I thank God every day that she's on my side. And you know, she sacrificed her career for me, you know. And, you know, here we are still in love.
Jacob Stitch Duran on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Have a good week, young man.
Thank you, Pedro. Adios.
You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we being real. I'm down the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, Canelo probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
What responsibility comes along with that then, if you're going to take the mantle as the face of boxing in America?
Just every time I'm in there, just put on a dominant performance. You know, just go out there and put on a great performance. I think that's what.
Gervonta Tank Davis, now 30-0, of course, 28 knockouts, a KO winner last night over Frank Martin. Martin came in at 18 and zip left 18-1. Martin looked like a deer in the headlights to an extent. I mean, he didn't commit with his punches. You should have thrown. I mean, you have to step in. You can't just throw punches. And a lot of times you throw punches against guys that you're scared of or afraid of. And this is the way it is. You throw punches. You don't commit. You have to commit yourself, because if you don't commit, have them shoulders up this net so you don't get clocked. You're going to get clocked eventually. And last night he kept going into a corner. I mean, why would Frank Martin keep going into a corner? It was like the absolute worst strategy you could ever have against Gervonta Davis. Going to a corner where you can't move left or right. I mean, we're showing it on WBC TV. All night long he was in that corner. He kept going into that corner. And that's where he got clocked, when he was in that corner. Anyway, eventually in the eighth round, Gervonta Davis knocks him out for the 10 count. Of course, Gervonta Davis, as I said, 30-0. 28 KOs, talking about taking on 38-year-old Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, the former two-time world amateur champion, a champion at 130, 135 pounds, as far as a professional is concerned, but he's long in it too, 37, 38, God knows how old he is, because he's Russian, and I hate to say it like that, but I don't sound like I'm anti-Russian, but they lie about their age a lot, so do the Cubans, and so do the Venezuelans, and these are the people that I have found in boxing that have fibbed about their ages over the years repeatedly, so that's why I bring it up. Anyway, let's go to the weekend review before I go to the Twitch board. Unbeaten number 5, junior welterweight Liam Perro, now 25 zip, 15 KOs, won the IBF 140 pound title when he beat Cibrio Matias 20-2, now with 20 KOs with a 12-round unanimous nod. Of course, that was in Puerto Rico. Matias is a Puerto Rican fighter. Scores were 115-112-5 and 116-111. Matias was a, get this, 7-1 favorite. Holy cow. Of course, Tank Martin on the undercard of Tank Martin. The time, take that back, the Martin time getting KO'd in that eighth round was 1:29. And yes, he was KO'd. When he got dropped, you knew he wasn't getting up. They could have counted to 40, 50. Maybe they did count that long. I wasn't looking. But the bottom line is, I mean, it wasn't like Roy Jones. When Roy Jones got knocked out, they could count to like 456, 457. They had to start another fight with Roy Jones one time. Roy got knocked out. Roy was knocked out so bad, they had to start another fight, and guys were fighting around Joyce, just dancing around in this thing. Of course, I'm pontificating, but the bottom line is Roy Jones still doing his thing. Talk about wanting to step in against Jake Paul when Mike Tyson pulled out. Of course, Mike Tyson pulled out of this Jake Paul encounter. Notice I didn't say fight, I said encounter. Mike Tyson pulled out of this Jake Paul encounter because he said he had an ulcer issue and they stopped an airplane. Listen, nobody stops airplanes because of ulcers. You have an anxiety attack? You take maybe one of your edibles? You know what I'm saying? Because Mike Tyson sells edibles, right? I think my personal opinion was he took too many edibles that day. He got on a plane to relax. He took some edibles, and he started freaking out. And once you start freaking out on edibles, this edibles are they can mess you up. And I think that's what was going on. Personal opinion as a professional, being a former law enforcement officer and things like that. I know a little bit about weed too. I think that Mike Tyson just had himself of an anxiety attack. Now somebody said to me in a text here, "Will Adrian Broner ever come back?" Adrian Broner hasn't been back in about 4 or 5 years, man. Why do you guys keep bringing him up? Of course, a loser to Blair Cobbs last week. No surprise there. I mean, they didn't even. I never found an official weigh-in for Adrian Broner. Of course, that was the card of Don King. Then, you know, look at Don King and Bob Arum. They both have cards, right? Bob Arum had that big card, of course, in New York City at the Felt Forum. It's called the Little Garden, whatever they're calling it now. But the bottom line is Madison Square Garden had the big Billy Joel concert. And next door, Xander Zayas, of course, was in the main event against Patrick Cazera. And they went 10 rounds. But the bottom line is Arum promoted that card. He promoted last night's card. You got to give him some props. But when you look at the card he promoted last week versus the card that Don King promoted, let me put it to you this way. Public Access TV would be ashamed of the Christy Martin production. She is the director of boxing for Don King Productions. They would be ashamed. I mean, this is a guy that put on Holmes and Cooney and Holmes and Norton and Ali and Foreman and Ali and Frazier. I mean, all these Julio Cesar Chavez, all these great fights, right? Mike Tyson fights, come on. And now he's like putting on that garbage last week, Adrian Broner, who was fatter than a black bus driver in the movie The Honeymooners. That's what he looked like. That's exactly what they call Alexander. And by, I mean, that's what he looked like, a fat black bus driver. He didn't try to fight. He didn't come to fight. He just showed up. And, of course, that's what Don King said on his website. Don King's promoting this guy on his website, and he says, Adrian Broner will fight Blair Cobbs if Broner shows up. That's what it said on the poster for the fight at Kitchen John. So evidently, Christy Martin, I was told, convinced Don King that he can invest some money in Adrian Broner, and they can get a big name fighter out of it. Listen, Don King doesn't want any big name fighters. I gave him an opportunity about 7 or 8 years ago to jump back into the heavyweight picture when I did something a little bit nefarious. I heard a purse bid. Over my show, I heard a whispering, I heard a purse bid for the heavyweight title involving one of the sanctioning bodies' heavyweight champions. So I said to Don King, listen, I found out what the bid's going to be. You can get it by putting in like $200,000 more, $250,000 more. So Don never did it. And then when Don King came to putting up a bond for the Ricardo Mayorga MMA fight, of course, when I'm talking about, Mayorga was a former WBC 154-pound champion. Of course, he knocked out Vernon Forrest. But the bottom line is he wanted to do an MMA fight, but he had a contract with Don King. So Don King says, guess what? I want to enforce my contract with you. So the court said, okay, you got to put up some money. So Don King had to put up $100,000. And he put up $100,000 in silver dollars. No big thing, right? Yeah. Because the silver dollars are worth $2.50 each, or maybe $5 each, or maybe $10 each. They're not worth a dollar. So why would Don King put up like $1 million worth of silver dollars for a $100,000 bond that he's not going to get back? Either he's slipping or he's broke. One or the other. And that fight card last week, Christy Martin, of course, the coal miner's daughter, at one point in time, she was the semi-main event of so many Don King cards, probably got underpaid vastly, but she was the semi-main event of Mike Tyson and Julio Cesar Chavez and lots of guys like that. And, you know, she's now the director of boxing, and she appeared on the show a couple of years ago. She said, you know what, my brain isn't all that right, so I should never take a punch again or something. Like, you know, I asked her, you want to go back and do a celebrity match? No, I couldn't do it. My wife wouldn't let me, and neither would my doctors. That's what she said to me, and she said that, you know, maybe there have been a few issues. So I understand that, but the bottom line is, why would you put her as a director of boxing? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And then you put on these three or four cards in a row. Listen, they are so bad. They are so, I mean, I can't, Public Access TV in the 80s was better. It just was. Public, am I on? I mean, everybody's got their eyes this big. They're freaking out. Their camera, where's the camera? That kind of good stuff. They have no acumen. The broadcast people, the team, had no acumen whatsoever. Much like the team last night with Joe Goosen. That was a horrible broadcast. I can't believe they keep putting him back there. I mean, Joe was a good trainer at one point in time, but he sucks as a color commentator. I mean, even as a judge, he can't count. I mean, he's lost it all. He just has. You know, he lost me when he had Ryan Garcia, because I said to myself, well, you know, Ryan Garcia's got himself a good trainer now. He's got Joe Goosen. And when he went into that fight with Tank Davis last year, of course, I said to myself, you know, Ryan's got a good shot because he's got Joe Goosen in his corner. And Joe Goosen, from the guy I met in the 80s, and, you know, hung around with here and there. We had different fights over the years. But the bottom line is he had the Aurelius brothers, and Michael Nunn, second to none, people like that. So, I mean, he was a championship trainer. But all the gym sessions I spent or watched him, he was always in pretty much control. Okay, and then this Ryan Garcia comes along, and he says, well, I'm going to sign up for big money, get paid a lot of money here. I guess I'm just going to look the other way. Because according to Joe, training Ryan Garcia was a collaboration of Ryan Garcia, his father, and Joe Goosen. And I think Joe was the last on the three. So the bottom line is Joe didn't have much of props there. But the announcing job he did last night, they need to get away from that. Xander Zayas, one of the best. You know, don't push Xander Zayas too much yet. I think at 154, he doesn't really punch as hard as I like to see him punch. And somebody said to me, I think Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, implied that maybe he should drop down to 147. We'll see what's happening. Of course, he was that winner, that 10 rounds of winner over Patrick Tazera last week. And I wanted to give Tazera lots of props and lots of credit, folks. His mother died 10 days before. I don't know. Listen, I don't handle death well. I don't. I mean, I'm crying. My dog died 5.5 years ago. I'm still in tears. That's just the way I'm a nut when it comes to that. Okay. So I don't handle death well. And I don't know how he was able to fight 10 days later and try to make it. I mean, he didn't lose any. He didn't win too many rounds, but he was there in there. He was there to fight. He was competitive. He tried as much hard as he could. And I want to give him props. And of course, he had to fight, I guess, to pay those bills. You know, he had a funeral to go to. Bottom line is, he took care of business. Props to Patrick Tazera. Now, upcoming boxing schedule. Of course, the 15th has come and gone. And, you know, I mean, the Gervonta Davis card with Frank Martin, that proved electrifying as far as the main event was concerned, of course. And David Benavidez did the pedestrian 12-round walk with Oleg Govnik. Of course, Govnik coming in at better than 200 pounds, no doubt about that. The upcoming schedule doesn't look all that hot unless you're a guy with big no-names. The WBO featherweight title's on the line June 21st on ESPN Plus. I guess that's the Bob Arum promotion. WBO 126-pound title. Rafael Espinoza defending against Sergio Chirino. But as far as the upcoming schedule, sir, the one that sort of got my attention, and only because one guy, not the other guy, Steve Claggett. Who the hell is Steve Claggett? Anyway, I guess we'll find out June 29th when ESPN brings us Teofimo Lopez, of course, the WBO junior welterweight champion, the guy that lost one fight. He lost to George Kambosos. George Kambosos couldn't win the Golden Gloves here. Not the novice division. I don't know how George Kambosos pulled that smack off. I really don't. I mean, I just don't. And then he pulls off the contract of the year when he signs the two fights with Devin Haney. He knew he was going to lose every. He lost like every round. He lost like 20. Hey, listen, the fights were 12 rounds each, right? That's 24 rounds. He lost like 26 rounds against Haney. That's how one-sided it was. So he didn't do nothing. But anyway, he beat Teofimo Lopez, and I got that's still a head scratcher. Maybe Lopez is a nutcase. Anyway, June 29th, people are jumping about this one. This is a fight I think everybody wants to watch. If you're a boxing fan, June 29th, circle this day on your calendar. And I'm telling you, watch a flyweight. And you guys know I'm not big on flyweights. I'm not big on anybody under 126 pounds because they can't punch. Okay, nobody wants to. That's why I'm down on women's boxing. Is that, you know, there's too many decisions, not enough knockouts. You gotta hurt people. I mean, boxing is a hurting game. Okay, it just is. And a guy that can hurt people at 112 pounds, I think he's gonna fight at 115 now, is Jesse Bam Rodriguez. Not Bam Bam Rodriguez, just Bam Rodriguez. Undefeated, almost all knockouts. Taking on Juan Francisco Estrada. Of course, his claim to fame is he's the WBC junior bantamweight champion. He's been the champion for a long time, and he is also the guy that went with Chocolito Gonzalez. Of course, he defeated him not once but twice. But the bottom line is, this is a big fight, June 29th. I expect Jesse Rodriguez to knock out Mr. Estrada. This is Mr. Estrada's day in the sun. His day in the sun as far as going out. He's on the way out, no doubt about that. He's out the door. And as far as Gervonta Davis talking about Canelo being out the door, Canelo's been out the door. He has been out the door. He hasn't had a competitive fight since Caleb Plant. Think about that. He hasn't had a fight where anybody said, you know, this is competitive. And he stopped Plant. I mean, it was a good fight, no doubt about it. He stopped Plant, and he showed that he still had some greatness on that night. But that's been 3 years. That's been 3 years and five or six fights ago. I'm getting tired of watching Canelo sparring with people. Of course, that last fight, the Munguia fight after he hurt Munguia in the fourth round or knocked him down this and that, Munguia got up and said, oh, I'm not going to try anymore. I'm just going to go the route. And if it doesn't stink, if something didn't stink about that, have you ever heard of a guy beating a guy and then buying him a $100,000 car? Let's go to a break. And then buying him a $100,000 car. That's what Canelo did. Canelo bought Jaime Munguia, after he gangster slapped Jaime Munguia, and the fact that Munguia didn't put up much resistance after about three or four rounds, the fact he just sort of rolled over for Canelo, he got $100,000 car out of that. Something stinks about that, folks. I've never heard of a fighter paying off his opponents until Canelo Alvarez. Welcome to the world of social media and boxing. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hard as hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eyes. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Great Earthquake, of course, courtesy of Home Box Office, back when it was Home Box Office. And there's not even an HBO anymore. They call it Max or something like that. Bottom line is the death of HBO and death of HBO Box, of course, ruined the end. That was basically, I thought, brought an end to the golden era. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to go to my Twitch board here, of course, twitch.tv. We broadcast live on twitch.tv as well as the WBC TV page for Facebook via Veev TV down there in Dallas, Texas. But somebody put up a couple of clips here of me in 1990 interviewing Tony Tucker, and it says on here, Pedro asked Tucker about his weight. Yeah, he was fat. And of course I'm going to ask about his weight. And there's another clip about Al Bernstein and me and Hugh Millay back in 1992. Holy cow, going back in time. Bottom line is, those are some great memories, and I thank you so much, Frank 1961, for coming up with that. Frank also wants to mention the fact that Brockton, Massachusetts unveiled a $150,000 bronze statue in downtown Brockton last week, honoring the late boxing champion, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Of course, Vito Adafermo was at the ceremony. Ray Lander was not. Coincidence? No, I don't think so. I think that even if there's life after death, that Ray Lander and Marvin Hagler are not going to get along. They're just not going to get along. That's just the way it is. I mean, God bless them both. But the bottom line is, Marvin Hagler, may he rest in peace. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast, or Vive TV via the WBC Facebook page for WBC TV. I want to thank my producer. Of course, I'm talking about the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. In fact, because of Bailey, Bailey's going to the Bahamas next week. He's got a bunch of chicks he's going to the Bahamas with. So there's no Sunday show next week. Bottom line is, Bailey's in the Bahamas. Okay, so until the week after next, I will have a good, I'll probably have a pre-recorded show next week, but the bottom line is, next week's show will either be pre-recorded or the best of Pedro. As for that, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will be live this Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. I thank everybody for listening. Thank you so much.
Even if it's me, if it means it's me, what's getting back?